We cannot underestimate the beginnings in a child's heart and mind from the sound of the voice and the mother and the love that is shown day by day. We read in the scripture this morning in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and in line with the theme that we've had for the year, greater vision for 2020, I want to talk this morning about Hannah's vision, things that I think she saw. Now, in the beginning of the passage, we read that Hannah was filled with bitterness of soul for the circumstances that she faced. She was married to a man who had another wife as well. We won't get into that whole scenario and the details of that, but he was married to another woman who was able to conceive and had several children. But Hannah could not have any. And so she was filled with bitterness of soul for the circumstances that she faced. And we have to talk about, or we have talked about, having vision in the storm. And this morning we look at a lady who had, I think, a great vision in a terrible storm in her life, going childless. She could not bear. She wanted a son desperately. She suffered great affliction because she could not bear a child. She had affliction from without, scorn and ridicule of Peninnah, and affliction from within, the pain of not being able to have a child, a son, with her beloved husbands. Hannah's vision. What was in her mind? What could she see if God would do it? Look at the record again of Hannah, who greatly desired a child, and listen to her pray, if you would, in verse number 10 of chapter 1. It says, "And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore." Prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Let me just stop there for a moment. There are many times when our prayers to the Lord are bathed in tears from a broken heart. And she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And in that prayer, verse 11 says, she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." Hannah, out of bitterness of soul, asked the Lord for a child, what she greatly longed for, asked the Lord for a child, and then vowed, when God gave her that child, to give him back unto the Lord. So I asked this morning, what did Hannah see? What did the mother-to-be, Hannah, see as she wept and prayed before the Lord? First, I believe Hannah saw a God who cared. A God who cared. What we do when the chips are down makes all the difference in the world. She was ridiculed and scorned. She hurt deep inside because she could not fulfill her dream and perhaps her husband's dream. And where did she go? She saw a God who cared. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. It doesn't matter what your hurt is or how deep the hurt is, God cares. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If we turn to the fleshly power of the mind alone, we'll sink in failure in times of distress. If we wallow in emotion alone, we'll dive into the realms of deep depression where no one needs to go. I was reminded this week of a passage of scripture as I talked with Deb Dahlke and her daughters, one of her daughters reminded me of a passage of Scripture that she alluded to. And it's Matthew 11 and verse 28. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We need to take our cares, as we've mentioned frequently over the past couple of weeks, take our cares unto the Lord. He is the ultimate one who can help. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. She saw a God who cared and wept and prayed before him. You know, it's interesting. You read through the Psalms and you find out that many of them were written out of deep, depressing, dark circumstances, showing us that no matter where we are and how badly we feel, we can look to the Lord to find help. What did Hannah see? She saw a God who cared. And he cares about you, moms, this morning. The needs that you're experiencing, the heartaches you may be feeling, the problems that you're facing perhaps with a child, God cares. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Then I asked the question, what else did Hannah see? Secondly, she saw a son from God. What a wonderful experience for her to gain a son, a man child, as she put it, from the Lord. It's interesting, sometimes we'll look at little boys and we'll say, just a little man there, isn't he? Yeah, a man child. What a life, as you know, life-altering experience it is to be a mother. She weaned him. The formative years in life cannot be overvalued and cannot be neglected. She weaned her son, Samuel, took the time as a mother to nurse him, to take care of him. The little things that little children need that it seems like only a mother's touch can fulfill. The short time that she had Samuel was an important time shaping in his heart and his mind, shaping him to listen to and obey the voice of the Lord God. You know, moms can teach their children a lot even before the children speak, teaching them that we pray and thank God for the food that we eat, talking to them about the Lord and sharing with them that God loves them. Those words given to little children sink down into their hearts. She completed his weaning, the man child she got from the Lord. She completed his weaning and the young child instructional formative time. Then she followed through in action with what she saw in her son. The third thing, what did she see? She saw an answer to prayer. An answer to prayer. You know how quickly we forget when we get an answer that we had prayed for that answer, and we may neglect to give God the glory and follow through with the Lord after he's done what we've so vehemently called upon him to do for us. God must get the glory when we ask and he delivers. When he was born, she saw Samuel as an answer to her prayer. And then she took steps to accomplish what she saw. In verse number 24, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. In verse 27, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. You know, the Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hannah knew what it was to get an answer to prayer, and she made sure that she recognized God in that answer. The next thing I want to point out is that Hannah saw a stewardship for God. She saw a stewardship for God. A stewardship is when we receive something of someone else, we have to take care of it, take measures to make sure we do with what belongs to someone else as they have required. Hannah saw a vision in her vision towards Samuel, a stewardship for the Lord. People have to be careful that they do not see, listen carefully, their children as their own. We use that phrase all the time. My son, my daughter, our children. But we have to be careful that we do not really see them totally as our own. Hannah had asked the Lord for a child and vowed to give him back to God. Listen to this passage. In Psalm 50 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 54:6 says, "I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies." She saw a stewardship from God, a stewardship to follow through with her promise, and it was just as important to her as the answer to her prayer. God's heard me, God's helped me, now I will honor him. She saw her role with Samuel as not only training him, but training him not for her purpose, but for God's purpose. She saw her role with Samuel as fulfilling a divine stewardship. And then she took him to the house of the Lord. You know, Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Children are an heritage of the Lord. They're not ours. Moms, you love them, they love you, but they're not yours. See those upbringing days and years as a time of stewardship where you are dealing with someone who belongs to the Lord ultimately. And make sure that you're instilling in those little ones those things that God would if he were there personally. And then what else did Hannah see? In a greater vision, number 5, Hannah saw a man for God. She saw a man for God. Hannah had said that when the Lord would give her a son, he would be a Nazarite all his days. Now, she didn't mention that word, but the implication of no razor shall touch his head. She would give her son to the Lord to be dedicated to the Lord all of his days. She said, "Then I'll give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." In other words, I believe she wanted him to be, would make him be a Nazarite. And just as a side note, let me read in Numbers chapter number 6 where it describes the aspect of a Nazarite. To be distinguished from a Nazarene, Jesus was from Nazareth. He was a Nazarene, but not a Nazarite. In Numbers chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried." Would to God everybody was a Nazarite today, right? All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separateth himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow. All the days of his separation, he is holy unto the Lord. I think you probably noticed a couple key words in that aspect of being a Nazarite. Separated unto the Lord and holy unto the Lord. Dedicated to God. Separated from things that would lead one astray. Separated unto the Lord to serve him. She said, when he gives me a son, I'm going to give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. There shall no razor come upon his head. She saw a man for God in the little son God gave to her. She envisioned her son becoming a man wholly dedicated unto the Lord for his whole life. Every mom should envision her children living dedicated lives for the glory of God. I wrote a poem a few years ago entitled, What a Mother Sees. A mother sees what others may overlook. She contemplates things in her own private book. She remembers with sweetest affection when others think of needed correction. Her child is always her child in her heart, who may or may not seem to play that same part. All others around know us from just what they see, while the mother can see us still as we could be. We've all heard her say, he was such a sweet child, but something has happened to make him go wild. We should look down inside at what made her so proud and seek the Lord's help to soar to that cloud. God help us to be what our mothers could see. It only can happen through Christ's victory. Perhaps what she saw was God's image in us that can only shine through the Savior, Jesus. The innocence lost by sin and its deeds is the image she sees that our actions impede. With Christ in our hearts, we can be what she sees if we yield him our lives with these earthly bodies. Like Mary, moms keep these things pondered in heart. And being born again toward that end, we can start. Our Father in heaven sees what he wants us to be, and I guess it's close to what our mothers did see. Moms, what do you see for your children? What do you see in them? Where there's no vision, the people perish. We get God's word from him, and we instill that word in their heart, looking for an end, what we want them to be. How dedicated Hannah was to the Lord. And that dedication was set into the heart of young Samuel as he went to serve in the temple with Eli. And then also Hannah saw a blessing in life. Now, this is not what she envisioned. Her mind and heart and soul and body was consumed with having a son whom she could dedicate to the Lord all his days. But God saw something more for Hannah. She kept on serving the Lord, taking a coat each year to young Samuel, watching him grow and mature as a man of God. And she kept on serving the Lord and received blessings on that pathway that she had not even anticipated. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went to their home, and the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Some may think that she was greatly sacrificing, but in actuality, by giving back to the Lord, God added blessing to her life that she may never have envisioned. How blessed is the mom when she returns her children to the Lord? God blesses in ways they'll never envision. Hannah was one of those, quote, virtuous women. Proverbs 31:10 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." The Bible word translating virtuous means strength, force, efficiency, or wealth. Used mostly as a military term, translated army or host, as a strong and mighty, efficient force, efficacious, capable of being a producing an intended effect. The secondary English meaning of virtuous is to be potent, efficacious, capable of producing an intended effect. She was virtuous. Used to describe a woman means strong, efficient, valiant, valuable, effective, producing an intended end. That was what Hannah was, as she saw beyond just God giving her a child. She had a vision of a man-child who'd serve the Lord all his days. And a virtuous woman is a capable woman whose light shining before the child has an influence upon those under her care. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 and verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. You know, it's great for us to stop, like we do on Mother's Day, and recognize the force behind our lives. We should recognize the strong women who've helped shape our lives. She may not be the beauty queen, but if she fears the Lord and serves Him, she's virtuous. She's more interested in honoring God with all of her being than she is in impressing others with herself. Because she's focused on living with regard toward God and making an impression upon her children for God. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her accomplishments are a testimony to her strength of character and diligence in labor. As Samuel went on to serve the Lord all his days, what a testimony to Hannah, the virtuous woman who prayed. And so I want you to think about your mom today. Give her thanks and appreciation that she deserves, and give God the glory for the strength that He gave unto her. What we are today has been greatly shaped by the virtuous mothers that God gave to us. Their family, their feminine strength has had the impact of an army on our lives. So would you please rise up and call her blessed? Mothers listening today, the strength that you need to be reflections of the virtuous woman exemplified in Hannah comes only from the Lord, and that strength influences your children. I have a little poem called A Mother's Influence. She's not the commander of the army like Patton in his day. She's not some corporate leader for GM or Frito-Lay. She's just a steward of little ones. Their lives are hers to guide. She's just the one who feeds the kids. Their needs she does provide. She teaches them the manners clear that help them keep intact. She guides them even when they play, they learn to interact. She's not often known for wondrous feats that many others seek. She's known for all the careful ways that make us think she's meek. The little things she says and does that seem to go unnoticed are just the things that little eyes like mine have always noticed. The subtle things, like attitude, observed in daily life, are major things that shape the mind and sharpen like a knife. In daily walk, she sets the tone. The routine may seem pale, but when kids do follow through, her ways can make them sail. Her story reading and singing songs that help kids close their eyes just may be that which shapes the lives to help them win life's prize. All in all, it's what she is that shapes us from the start. The mother that she is to us has influenced the heart. Have you come to know the Lord that Hannah looked to, that she pointed Samuel unto, that Samuel came to know and Samuel served all his days? Have you come to know the Lord? Samuel didn't come to know the Lord till after he went home and was working at the temple, but she sowed the seeds in his heart. It was his mom who prepared his heart for the Lord. If your mom's in heaven, I ask, will you see her again? If she's already gone to be with the Lord and you know she's saved, will you see her again? Hannah had a vision. I believe a vision that looked beyond the joys of this life to the joys of an eternity with God and the ones that she loved. Are you going to that place called heaven? You know, every year, for the last few years here at Mother's Day, we give out carnations to those whose mothers have already gone on home to be with the Lord. So I want to let this song that I wrote, and I played at a memorial the December after my mom passed away, I want to let the song that I've played and recorded be a carnation to those of you whose moms have gone on.
Have you read inside God's Word? hearts have trusted Him as well. If we trusted Him as well, we'll see the ones. Yes, we'll see the ones. Yes, we'll see.
Will you see your loved ones in heaven? That's the important thing. Hannah had a vision for a son from the Lord, a son that she could give back to the Lord, a son that she could be with forever with the Lord. You see, that's the mom's deepest desire, to know that her children come to know Jesus as their Savior. Do you know Christ? If you died today, do you know 100% sure that you'd go to heaven? Jesus paid it all. God loved you so much that He sent His Son, born of a virgin, into this world to live a perfect life for you, in your place. Then He went to Calvary, and at Calvary, He paid the debt for your sin and mine. Jesus paid it all. The wages of sin is death, and Christ died for us. And then, of course, He was buried. He died, was buried, and the third day rose again from the grave, victorious over sin, death, hell, the grave. And because of His resurrection, God now offers to each one of us His gift of eternal life. Friend, make sure that you are going to see loved ones you know the Lord. Make sure that you know you're going to see them. Invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Savior. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the way. We've spoken, it's not religion. It's not our good works. It's what Jesus Christ, God's Son, did for us. I can guarantee that if you have a mom that's gone home to be with the Lord, a mom that's passed on, I could guarantee that every one of them would plead with you today, make sure that you are saved. What a testimony. Jenna reminded us, her mom led her to Christ. Well, our moms point us to that wonderful need. I'd invite you to ask Jesus into your heart right now. Well, something like this: "Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I believe that Jesus Christ loved me, gave His life for me, dying on the cross to pay for my sins, living a righteous life, rising again from the grave to give me eternal life. And right now I turn from sin. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me, believing He died and rose for me. And I ask God to give me that eternal life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord." Friend, if you have invited Christ to be your Savior, I want you to let me know. Moms, be the strong, virtuous woman that God wants you to be with God's strength. There's nothing too great or too hard for the Lord when it comes to your life. And folks, remember to honor your mom today. Let her know you love her. "I wish I could call my mom. I can't today. I wish I could." But God bless you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. I will not be having a service tonight. And so you moms, just bask in the thought that you're appreciated and loved, and pray for God's strength to be everything that you ought to be. And let each of us make sure our moms know that we love them. God bless you. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for this day that You've given to us. Again, thank You for our moms. Thank You for the story of Hannah and how that she, in bitterness, prayed and saw what You would give her and what she would do with that son that You entrusted to her. I pray that example would be followed in the lives of our mothers. And I pray that each of us would see and appreciate that example in those we call mom. Bless this day, we ask, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul